This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, sincerely, thanks for being with me. Thanks for taking the time to join the show, listen, pay attention. I hope you're paying attention. Otherwise, why are you listening? This is not entertainment. There's no way you're going to listen to me and then go take a nap afterward, let me tell you what. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. All right. Let's get to it, as they say. Okay? The, you know, I don't know if you guys, did you guys hear the rumors that Hillary Clinton might get in? And when you look at the numbers for Hillary, in the last couple of months, somebody has decided that they're gonna poll this and see how this works out. The only thing I would have to say is, Hillary, stay home. No, really, just stay home. Oh, come on. You got to get upset again. You know, no, seriously, it's going to take a toll on your health. You're going to get upset again. You're going to blame Trump, but really the polls show from your own people they don't want you. But Dems don't seem to get this. Another guy that's polling extremely low is Bloomberg, but somehow he's got more money, more time. You talk about a guy that you can't connect with? You can't get any more unconnectable than Bloomberg. You know, here is the guy. He had to pull down all the cigarette signs, cigarette advertisements that were in these corner stores and these stores in neighborhoods. Because it may cause the kids, I can't think of any kid who saw a sign of somebody with a cigarette in their hand and went, wow, he looks cool, I'm going to go have me a cigarette. Because I guarantee you, after the first one, after taking the first puff, they would think, okay, this isn't so cool. Many of you who smoke now know exactly what I'm talking about. Further proof that your lungs were not interested in having any smoke in them. But that's side of it. So, after he did that, then he decided, and I don't know how these guys become millionaires, then he decided that 32 ounces of Coke at one time was way too much for any human being to have. Too much sugar for them. So he bans 32-ounce drinks in the city of New York. Which is really funny because he doesn't ban 32 ounces total. Because you get a hard time with that, couldn't you? You tell them you have seven friends in the car. And you have one for each one of them. No, so what do? You buy two 16-ounce cups. So now you have twice as much plastic to throw away. These guys are brain surgeons, aren't they? Mrs. Clinton, as I said, Duval Patrick, is now thinking about putting his hat in a race. You know, because according to him, you need some diversity. You need somebody who will pull together the progressives and the liberals. Funny how he separates that. You know, seriously. And I don't know. I'm just thinking. Are there any other candidates of color that can pull together the progressives? Right? What about Spartacus? Can't he do it? And then they're picking on Tulsi Gabbard again. Well, that's because they've got nothing else to do. They're saying she's going to run at, you know, she may run as an independent because you know, her Russian overlords want her to. These people are sick. I mean, I'm sorry, but they are. I mean, Tulsi doesn't fall in line with them, therefore she's against them, right? What's wrong with these people? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're a vet, call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear how you feel about what's going on in today's society, environment with our young people, how they feel about you guys. You know, I mean, I think we need more vets in homes. I think, you know, we should have an adopt-a-vet program, especially if you have young kids. Seriously. Because you're not telling them the stories. I mean, it's easy to say war is bad, fighting is bad, killing is bad. But do you think that's all our soldiers do over there? They're just killing people? Rob Schneider, he mocked California voters. He said, California's voters would vote for a bowl of crap if it had a D next to it. Hold your stones. Don't throw any rocks at me. I'm just telling you what Rob said. He went up to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about the mentality of the Democratic voters. Former Saturday Night Live comic disparaged deep blue California electorate in the context of commenting on an article about the left's ignorance of Stalin's tyranny. Unfortunately, people in California would vote for a bowl of crap if it had a D, he said. Snyder himself, you know, spelled out that Nancy word. I can't say it the way he did. Last spring, Mrs. Pelosi disparaged the victory of Representative I don't like saying her name, AOC, in the New York Congressional District, saying a glass of water with a D next to its name would win in her district. She's putting her own people down. Isn't that great? Right? Mr. Schneider's tweet prompted some laughter and pushback. One Twitter user replied with checks out a picture of Governor Gavin Newsom. Yeah, I know. No, really. Perfect. Unfortunately, people in California... Well, look at this. I look at his face and it just throws me into a tizzy. It triggers me. So if it triggers me, doesn't he have to leave? Really, because, you know, anybody else you trigger, if they're on the other side, you've got to go. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at, if you're a vet, especially, give a call in. I'm really, 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 really interested and where you're at, what you're thinking about, what's going on with our youth today. Do they have an appreciation for you? Do they understand what it is that you stand, what you did for them? Forget about what you stand for. How about just simply what you did for them? Joe Mattini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I got a lot of crazy stories I need to get through. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel. General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us on here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, and I do mean being part of the conversation, and I so much appreciate your time with me. You know, if you want to get text alerts, I mean, some of you don't like the emails, you want to get a text alert, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, we're still, you know, yesterday was Veterans Day, and again, everybody was dealing with Veterans Day yesterday. I was gone last night, but... Again, we need to discuss these guys. We need to discuss Veterans Day and more than just a traditional thing we do. You know, people talk about it on a regular basis, but there's no reality to it. There's no humanity to it, if you would. Now, the military men and women who serve and protect the U.S., they come from all walks of life. We know this. Their parents, their children, their grandparents, their friends, neighbors, co-workers. It's the people you're walking around with on a daily basis. Now, as of 2018, at the end of 2018, there were 18.2 million living veterans who had served at least one war. 9% of veterans are women. 7 million veterans served during the Vietnam War. 3 million veterans have served in support of the war on terrorism. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, there's about 500,000 were still alive at the end of 2018. Connecticut was the home to the highest percentage of World War II vets as of 2018, with a little over 7%. 2 million veterans served during the Korean War. And as of 2017, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans are Alaska. Why would you guys go to Alaska and Maine? Cold. Beautiful states, but cold. And Montana as well. So, you know, there's still a lot of them out there. Don't discount them. Seriously, don't discount them. We lose 22 of these guys a day to suicide. I'm not talking about other illnesses, sicknesses, or diseases. 22 a day in suicide alone. They deserve better than that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have Bill Reynolds on the line with me. Bill is a vet, and, you know, again, in full transparency, I know Bill. Bill knows me. And, Bill, first, thank you for your service. I appreciate your time that you spent fighting for our freedom.
Well, thank you, Joe. Hey, and it's a sincere pleasure being on your show this afternoon or this evening. So God bless you, brother.
Well, thank you for that. Now, listen, one of the things, because I do a lot of shows about young people, and I don't want to make this a bashing young people hour, because that's not the goal here. But, you know, I grew up, I had veterans in the house. I had uncles that had fought in World War II. I mean, they were stationed in Germany and other places around Europe. And they used to talk about, you know, what they saw, the true oppression they saw, the true hate that they saw. And what they went through, these guys went through a lot. So, you know, at first being a, you know, flipping teenager, it was, yeah, okay, whatever. But as time went on and you heard these guys talk, you realized what they saw, what they really went through, and what they were really carrying with them. We don't seem, the young people today don't seem to have an appreciation for that as much. I mean, do you talk to young people? I mean, do you tell them how you feel about, you know, their feelings towards the flag? Their feelings towards wanting more socialism and communism. Give me some of your feelings on that.
Well, you know, I live in a very patriotic community, and I've had the pleasure of speaking to history students at a number of our high schools, and you don't see a lot of that kind of anti-patriotism or that negativity. There's one community I've visited, which it's kind of irritating. But by and large, our high schools here in our community have kids that are real interested in hearing what we veterans have to say. And I, you know, I talked to them about my service in Vietnam, and gosh, we had so many casualties. I received the Purple Heart and also the Bronze Star. So the combat was pretty fierce. And I talk about that, and I always show them a short video of the documentary that that it features myself and several other of my buddies from my old Army unit, Brothers in War. And when they see that, the opening sequence of the documentary, their eyes go wide open, and they ask a lot of great questions. They're fully engaged, and I've been really impressed with that. The kids have great questions. They're prepared. And, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling when you come across young people who are dialed in to veterans and what America is really all about. So I've had limited negativity from the high school kids. I've also spoken to our local junior college, and same thing. They're very, you know, very interested, engaged, and they show a great sense of patriotism. So you know, by and large, I think, I don't know, we might be headed in the right direction, Joe. I know that we've had some problems in the past. We've had a school board member who went on Facebook and posted up, "I'm glad we don't have to celebrate Veterans Day every day." So we do, you know, we have people We have people like that in our community, which I tell you something, it aggravates me to no end when I do come across those type of people, because my medic was killed right next to me, and I tried to save his life, and I couldn't. We couldn't get him out. The helicopters were getting shot down. And for me, man, I have little patience for those kind of people, Joe.
I don't blame you. Listen, and if, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and again, I had one uncle that was in Vietnam, but you guys did not, you were not treated well when you came back. And you know, it's the same sentiment that you were over there fighting a war that we shouldn't have been fighting or whatever it was, but the fact was you were over there fighting for somebody's freedom, you know. And here's the other thing. A lot of people think that you guys are nothing but warmongers, that you want to go over there, shoot them up, bang, bang, blow things up and kill people. But real soldiers, real guys like you, war is the last thing you want, right?
Oh, that is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, two of my very best buddies I grew up with the high school with, came to my house on a Saturday in November 1965. They said, "Come on, Bill, we're going down to the Marine recruiter. Come with us." And I'm going, wait a minute, I've got a great job, a brand new car, a beautiful girlfriend, and I'm attending Pierce College for, you know, I had enough credits, you know, where I was draft deferred, and they went off and joined. And then several months later, I dropped out of college and I got drafted immediately. So no, I had no interest in the military. I had a wonderful thing going on in my life at that time. But once I was drafted, I was ready to do my job. My dad is a World War II veteran, now deceased, and I was determined to do my job, and I'm proud of it. I'm involved in so many things in our community with our veterans, you know. So it's a great community that I live in, but every once in a while you do come across some people that are just downright irritating.
I hear, Bill. Thanks for your service. Appreciate your time on the phone with me, and God bless. And have a, you know, great rest of the day.
All right, Brother Joe. Good talking to you.
You okay, too. Thank bye-bye. You. A lot more when we come back. I mean, seriously, I'm breaking right now, and I got to check this out. I guess Israel's been bombarded with over 200. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments over the Trump administration's efforts to end the DREAMers program for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Ileana Hernandez has lived 17 years of her life in the U.S. Now on Long Island, she says she walked the 230 miles to the Supreme Court to support the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
Allowing me the opportunity to come out of the shadows, finish college, and become a homeowner.
Liberal justices focused on whether the president's decision to terminate DACA took into account the hundreds of thousands of young people affected. But conservative-leaning members, including John Roberts, a potential swing vote, indicated they thought the move was a reasoned decision. On Wall Street, the Dow was flat, the S&P 500 was up 5, and the NASDAQ up 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Anybody got a flag?
Away.
You better have a flag.
And I'm proud to be
coming to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and so on. I don't know why I'm stuck on this tonight. I saw. He's right. There was a post by a city school board member in his community, and I said the post was disgusting. I mean, the post basically just says, you know, he's glad he doesn't have to do this for 364 other days. And they voted. He's right, but the guy got in because there were too many people running. Seriously, it sounds kind of weird. Too much of a story to tell, but, you know, they accused me of a lot of things, saying a lot of things and doing whatever, but mostly because of conservative viewpoints. But here's a guy that got voted in to an elementary school district who does a fist pump when he does the Pledge of Allegiance to show that he's in solidarity with a man that makes a football, ex-football player, I guess, I don't know, who was making $16 million a year as a black man here in this country. Now, as you know, I mean, you can scream white supremacy all you want towards me. Okay, whatever. I have a lot of black friends. I have got a lot of black guests. All right, and I'm gonna listen to them. I'm not gonna listen to you loons on the left that are Facebook warriors that are going to tell me how racist I am, and you don't know anything about me, you just don't like what I have to say. You actually, some of you guys, have actually called Corey Duncan a racist. He's a black man with black kids, black grandkids. I guess he's half Cuban, and I think his wife is Hispanic. Man, it doesn't come more racist than that, does it? You guys are lunatics. I wouldn't allow anybody to say that at the beginning, but you're lunatics. I mean, to show you how far out left field you are, I don't know how many drugs you're taking, but I'd love to know. You call a gay talk show host homophobic. How did that happen? How did you do that? It's hilarious. 855 Real Joe, 855. I would love to hear from some of you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And these veterans that I talk to on a regular basis, I mean, think about it. They fight for you to have the ability to be a lunatic, to think like this. You know, I should have done the, I'm not going to do it tonight, it's too late now, but I should have done the piece about how many men and women died in each war. You know? Because it's just staggering. You know, when all those white supremacists that didn't want, that wanted slavery, you know, all the ones that died in the Civil War for their freedom? You know, all those white guys that died. Yeah. See, they're not being taught true history. You know, it's fairly funny. Somebody, and I'll play it tomorrow night, but somebody at the red carpet, I asked her about racism today. And she felt it was alive and well. Which gives you the impression, this is a white woman, by the way, which gives you the impression that racism hasn't changed. But it was really funny because I got to talk to Herman Cain and a few others last night about this. And, I, you know, I openly talk about it on the show. I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. But is racism truly still alive and well? Well, look, at is it alive? Of course it is. As long as there's a human on the planet with a heartbeat, you're going to have racism. You might have three people that are racist, but you're going to have racism. Because there are morons out there to believe that they're better than somebody else because of their skin color. Yes, I said morons. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi would be very upset. So, again, as long as you're not going to, let's not believe that we can paint a picture of utopia and everything's going to be wonderful. Here's the thing. When you watch the left fight each other, or actually fight towards us, I love doing this. I love jumping into a Facebook room. Or whatever they're called, feed, what have you. And I know that when this rabid left people and the rabid progressives in there, the easiest thing to do, because you get to see and you get to know them after a while, the easiest thing to do is to throw a smoke bomb in there. And you know that if you throw an idea out there, you put something like you know, you've got those people who believe that there are no genders, and then you have those people who believe that gender is fluid. Now, they're the easiest and the most fun to people to irritate. Because you just throw something down the middle of the road and say, look, at how can you be in for women's rights? How can you be in and say that women get paid less than men when there aren't any women? And there aren't any men. And you just watch them tear each other up. You just sit back with popcorn and Pepsi and enjoy the show. But it shows you how crazy they are. And they want control. They're right. But which one of them is right? The one that believes in 78 genders or the one that believes in no genders? Which one of them is right? Another fast food chain joins Chick-fil-A in, you know, supporting their Christian beliefs. I keep telling you guys this. I wish you'd listen to me. A lot of Christian friends of mine today don't want to come out, and when I say come out, you know, people know they're Christian, but they don't want to be, I don't want to say aggressive about it, but solid about it, because they got to still sell cars, sell shoes, sell whatever. They don't want anybody to feel bad. But let me tell you something, my friend, if you're a Christian and you're not living your life because you don't want them to feel bad, they don't care about you. And I'll tell you what, Jesus didn't care about making people feel bad. He really didn't. He lived the life he was supposed to live. He did what God the Father wanted him to do. He didn't ask people how they felt about it. And he even said they would hate you because you first loved him. How do you justify that? I mean, if you're a Christian and you're truly looking for everybody to love you, that ain't scriptural. You should be looking for, looking to do, looking to carry out what God wants you to do. the life that God wants you to live. And at that point, if people get on you and hate you for living that life, yeah, you're doing the right thing. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I love when people say, if you're a Christian, how come you hate gay people? Tune in Friday nights. You see how much I hate gay people. I mean, seriously. If you love somebody, truly love somebody, like your kids, right? Do you let them do things that you think will hurt themselves? Do you let them, I don't know, participate in activities that might hurt them? Wouldn't you say something to them if you really loved them, you really cared about them? You know, I love these guys or these Christians that are committing adultery. And as a Christian, you say, hey, bro, you're a married man. You got kids. You should be going out with her. That's adultery. And then they look at you and they go, well, you shouldn't judge. Oh, no, no. That's not what the word says. God's word specifically tells us to shine light on evil. It specifically tells us to call out evil. Now, you don't step out, you don't stand up in a pew in church and say, see that man? That man is committing adultery. That's not what you do. It's not what you're called to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The 37-year-old billionaire and In-N-Out owner, Lindsay Snyder, she joined Chick-fil-A in upholding Christian values in corporations. You know, this is what I love. I love the fact that here in California, when the fires were just out of control, right? You know that nasty homophobic, lesophobic, whatever you want to call them, transophobic? You know that Chick-fil-A place? Free of charge, they were pumping out chicken sandwiches and giving them to the firemen and bringing them drinks and making sure they had food and drink in fighting those fires. They didn't go up and down the fire line and go, you straight? You straight? You straight? Oh, you're gay? No, I'm sorry, ham sandwich. Right? Where was Burger King? Where was McDonald's? Just ask it. So you lunatics, you keep supporting that those others, and you keep putting down Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A will keep going on as the number one fast food joint. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in just a little bit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
All right, come on. Have some fun. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7325. 855-REAL. God, I hate this. I've had this number forever. I still can't get it out. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. As I like to say, because that's truly it. I want you to be part of the solution. All right, so we were talking about, you guys, Chick-fil-A, I think, is countrywide. Tell me, I imagine they are. In-N-Out Burger, though, is not. It's kind of a Chick-fil-A type of place. But for burgers, I mean, they're like a big burger thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but the company of company president of Chick-fil-A, and this is where I love some of these people, all right? I mean, some of these guys are some of these people who hop on the negative Christian bandwagon. These Christian business owners will say things like, Oh, yeah. You know, she was married like five times before. She had 17 children out of wedlock, and she claimed bankruptcy 17 times. Oh, so what? Right? Everybody's got their issues. Everybody's got a problem. So she turns around. She says to herself, she finds Christ. Right? She finds Christ. She decides to turn her life over to God. After three failed marriages and a whole bunch of other stuff. And now, you know, she's clean. She's successful. I realize that her grandparents and parents, you know, they didn't hand the business to her. She had to work through the business. But let's give her some credit for that. What do you think? I'm just suggesting. Maybe I'm really off here. But they did some great stuff. And so instead of constantly beating on somebody for something you don't like that they did or didn't do or what have you, a little love, as you guys would say on the left, and you're always talking about love trumps hate. So, you know, again, little love to these guys. Appreciate what Chick-fil-A did for the firefighters. Wish I could have done that kind of thing. And, you know, and again, I'd say, where was McDonald's, Burger King, Carl's Jr.? Where are these places? They're multi-mega-billion-dollar places. Where are they? What are they doing? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Philip from New Bedford, Massachusetts. Philip, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you, Bill. First-time caller. I've been listening for a couple of months now. Actually, New Bedford, Massachusetts is where, like, Moby Dick came from, basically.
Hey, Phil, I grew up in the North End. Do you know that? I grew up in Boston. Yes, sir. I grew up. Yep.
Oh, good for you, man. Well, like I said, I've only been listening a little while, so.
Yeah. All right, so what can I do for you?
In 1981, I was in high school, Fairhaven High, and Reagan had implemented the early entrance. So you go in between your junior and senior year, 2 weeks after you graduate, you go because you already get basic behind you. So I had great scores. I wanted to be a pilot. And I passed all the military entrance exam stuff and filled up the physicals. Then when I got down to Orlando on a second wave of medical, they realized I was legally blind because of a scar that's in my eye. Oh, and it was peacetime, and they let me go. But what motivated me to do that was that year in school, they used to have the Voice of Democracy contest with the local VFWs. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it exists anymore. And that year, the theme was my commitment to my country. And what I've heard many of your guests say tonight is they lived out the commitment, and they still do.
Yep.
They still serve today. They may not be in the service, but they're still serving us. And I wish more younger people would get that.
No, you're a warmonger, Philip. You guys just want to go shoot things up and blow things. That's what they believe. Look, the guys that I hung out with, or I don't mean the guys, my dad's friends, you know, they sit around when I grew up in the North End. They were playing bocce ball. They were sitting around talking about things. You hear these guys with an honest heartbreak and saying,
my father was in the Philippines in World War II in the army with MacArthur.
You know, and it's a whole different attitude in New England. It's a whole different attitude on the East Coast towards our veterans, and it's sad to see what it's like here in California.
And I appreciate you taking my call because I know you get a lot of people on the lines, and I'll call again sometime.
Well, Phil, thanks for listening. And, yeah, you know what? I love Massachusetts. I love growing up in Boston. But, man, what happened? We'll talk about that later. Okay, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it. Thanks. You know, I always make fun of it, too. And look, forgive me. I know, you know, people are going to throw stuff at me when I walk out of the house one of these days because California talks about culture and all. No. Culture's in Boston. Culture's in New England. When you go through those little towns or you go through, you know, downtown Boston, you go through, oh, can I still say this without getting in trouble? When you go through Chinatown, okay? I mean, these are great places to go to. And I don't say that putting it down. I mean, we had Germantown, we had Chinatown. And in the days, you know, where I grew up in Boston, in the North End of Boston, it was tough. I mean, the mafia had a heavy influence there. But what I'm saying is, you know, you had real character, real communities. And maybe it's not the same thing. I don't know. But, you know, I live, we've been here almost 20 years. I probably know five neighbors in a neighborhood that has 30, 40, 50 families. Not that I want to know them. But where I grew up in the North, it was totally different. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody took care of everybody. And you had a lot of understanding. You know, maybe when you hear, see, again, I didn't want to go down this road, but it really frosts me. When you hear these young kids today, and I just wish somebody would have taught them properly. When you hear them, whether you hate the guy or you like the guy, when you hear them call Hitler, I mean, Trump Hitler, they don't know who Hitler was. When you hear them call conservatives of any kind Nazis, they don't know what Nazis were. They don't know what white supremacists were. They have no idea. They've been fed this line. Look at Hillary Clinton today. She said something about, and I don't follow all that stuff in England with the royals, but she called whatever they're doing to Markle, they said it was racism. Let me tell you what. Those far-left Democrats have turned the word racism into a nothing burger. It means nothing. And you guys, I haven't said this in a long time. But when I started this show, within the first few years, if you said, Joe, geez, you did that segment about this and you sounded like a racist, I'd go back and listen to it. Because I never want to come off that way. And now, when they call me a racist, I go, whatever. Not because I know I'm not. And they use it as an attack word because it's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable, but they've overused it. And they've overused it so much that you almost giggle now when you hear it. There isn't anybody I know on either side of the aisle, frankly. There isn't anybody, or I'll put it this way, there isn't any real American that I know, all right, that has a double-digit IQ that will put up with racism in any form. I'm not a white guy. I mean, I'm not. I'm a white guy. I mean, that's what the rest of the world calls me, right? I'm a white. Look at me. I'm a white guy. I think racism is disgusting. I think it's terrible. Do I think it's running rampant? No. Not at all. Not in the least. Do I think it still exists? Of course it does. But it's up to us to speak up. How many of you run around and instead of just sticking your finger in somebody's face and calling them a racist and yelling at them, how many of you do things to help turn that around in someone? It might be an ugly situation or uncomfortable, but instead of just sticking your finger in somebody's face, maybe you grab them later on in a different event, in a different venue, and say, hey, I saw how you looked at so-and-so. I saw how you were talking to so-and-so. Why do you do that? Why do you think this about them? Have a conversation. We've lost that art. We've forgotten how to do that. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Again, that's the only thing that really, my family in Boston, this is why I don't use that term that, you know, all Democrats are bad or whatever, and all Republicans are great, because that ain't true. I know a lot of disgusting Republicans, and I know a lot of disgusting Democrats. And my family are all Massachusetts Democrats. You know, that has a meaning to it for some of those who understand. But I love them all. They're not nutjobs. And not because they're my family. Matter of fact, they sound more like California Republicans than they do like Massachusetts Democrats that we've heard, or some of those Democrats that you hear and see on the Hill. But we've forgotten that we're Americans first. We don't listen to each other anymore. We now, you are wrong the minute you open your mouth. And that in and of itself is wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, tomorrow, Adam Schiff is going to now hang his hat on bribery. You think they're losing the whistleblower or the whistleblower defense? These guys are all over the place. It's like trying to grab a grease pig. They just can't make up their mind. They really, you know what? They should have waited. If Trump is that bad, let the people decide. Unless, of course, you don't trust the people. I don't know. Just asking. Joe Messina, your host. God bless you. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for the nice emails you've written. Head up to the website. A lot going on my website. You guys know that we're being attacked, and I need some help. TheRealSide.com/HelpShow. TheRealSide.com/HelpShow for more information. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.